Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. Hello, hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode of the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast. I am so excited for today's guest, Christine Tiberi. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast forever, you will know that I have come from many, many years, my entire career of being a beauty therapist, right? And I had a salon and I, you know, worked in the industry. I taught, I repped, I did all kinds of things. And right back at the beginning, you know, I look back now and I think, oh my goodness, that poor, poor girl who started her career just when she was freshly 18 years old, straight out of high school, wildly empathic, in this environment, working with clients, working with, you know, other women who, let's be honest, at those ages as well, around that age demographic. Lots of dramas going on, lots of life dramas. And I always think, oh my goodness, if only she knew that she was an empath, what would she do? How could she help herself energetically to protect herself? Because really all those feels back then, I know I've said it 1,000 times, but you know, were they even mine? And I've been really, really keen to talk to someone in the industry on this podcast for a long time. I've been really keen to find a like-minded person to talk to us about all things energetically, you know, giving yourself permission to embody self-care. You know, I know I talk a bit about self-care back in the beginning of the podcast at some stage. Episode 7, what's your version of self-care, is a little furor into the topic a little bit. I can't even remember what I spoke about on that one. So you're going to have to go back and check that one out, please. But in today's podcast, in our interview with Christine, we really sort of delve into a lot of the energetics behind receiving self-care practices, you know, receiving, feeling like you are worthy. It's fine to feel good. It is such a blessing to give yourself, to take care of your body, to take care of your skin. Christine is a hugely passionate person in general. And I do believe, this is my assumption, but you know, being an empath herself, she talks about it, she confesses that. She really understands that link between having the symptoms treated, but you know, it has to come from a holistic approach. Hooray for me for getting Gabby Bernstein's famous saying that I absolutely love into this episode once again. But as I always say, you know, you got to show up for what's up or it's going to keep coming up. Showing up for the symptoms we feel within our body, on our skin, in our mental health state, in our emotional state, you know, it's all intertwined. And I know just before my beauty career was over, I was really making a lot of energetic connections, even to certain skin conditions, along with how they played out with certain factors going on in people's lives. So, I mean, it is just a huge huge conversation that can be had. And we really go there in just, yeah, talking about managing energy. I mean, there's a little bit about being actually an empath and service, you know, serving people, servicing people, having people in your energy field. Don't feel like this is limited to just people who are therapists or whatever, because even so, you know, I think it's really important that any of us that work alongside others, you know, in office spaces and, oh my God, like retail and, oh, when you're exposed to a lot of people, that is something to consider, of course. But it's also these beautiful topics that we cover with self-care, soul care, and, you know, there's some abundance chat, you know, energetic vibrational match chats going on. So it is just beautiful. So before we get this episode underway, I will formally introduce Christine, who is the founder and owner of BU Beauty Clinic, which is in Berwick in Melbourne, in Victoria, in Australia. So if you're local, highly recommend. For her clinic, her vision is that all of her clients are unique. Therefore, so is all of the approaches to treating skin, beauty, and anyone's wellness needs. Having the trust of her clients, I mean, that is the biggest reward. And she loves that anyone that comes into their space, I mean, it's a beautiful space. Now they can feel confident knowing that they're getting the highest quality treatment. She is extremely well-trained. So is everyone that works there. And just absolutely adores spreading that caring and nurturing vibe that she has. She's extremely passionate about leading not only the clinic itself, but the whole experience for anyone that comes in to experience their, you know, best results, but also the care and the comfort. I mean, we all deserve that all the time. Amongst her many talents, transforming and healing skin is the one that is closest to her heart. So she's very dedicated to her ongoing education, innovation, absolutely loves learning new things, teaching her team, and she just absolutely loves running this beautiful, thriving clinic. I will also pop in this little disclaimer. I too do see clients myself out of this space in Berwick, definitely at the time of this podcast coming out. So for me, it is a wonderful place to be and to experience. And it's a nicely tucked away little space as well. So energetically, I can vouch for it. It's a total vibe. So without any more jabbering on, my goodness, this is the longest intro ever. Maybe it goes as longer than the podcast. No, just joking. Here is Christine. Enjoy this wonderful chat about energetically being open to receiving your self-care, your soul care, and let's get into it. Today's episode of the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast is brought to you by Celestial, my one-to-one container for deeply held support and big energetic shifts. Celestial is a four-week program of readings and divine downloads in a two-way chat. This is a top-shelf level of support as we work closely one-to-one together for the month, uncovering patterns, clearing energy, and ascending towards the desires of your heart. You'll receive a weekly card reading for 4 weeks, the opportunity to receive guidance on call, simply ask, and it's a container to express your blocks, desires, or whatever is on your heart at any time of day. This is where we're able to shine light on blocks, desires, and patterns, So you clearly feel where your next steps can take you. A miniature version of Celestial is my 1 week container called Cosmic. You'll receive a card reading to begin, delivered in the app Voxer, a direct line to the divine with a week of one-to-one mentoring and support, and again, the ability to clear blocks, reveal heart-led desires, release patterns, so you're ready to step up and face the next level version of yourself. Head to megandjean.com/celestial, where you can view all the details, book your first 15-minute initial catch-up on Zoom, or direct message me on social media where we can have a chat and I can send you the links to start this truly transformational journey. Are you ready to spend time immersed in clarity and growth? Let's raise your vibe into the cosmic or the celestial with Megan Jean. Okay, how exciting. Yet another beautiful guest. I feel very blessed to have many a guest on the program these days. And today, one of my beautiful friends and an absolute fabulous, well, she's a therapist, as we've all discussed, you know, we've introduced her. I want to welcome the gorgeous Christine to the podcast today. Hello, how are you, Christine?
Thank you. I'm really, really well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Oh my gosh. You know, I can definitely talk forever about, you know, working in the service-based industry, you know, having face-to-face clients, being an empath, all of these things. But I'm so excited today to have you here to sort of bounce off, you know, these concepts, these theories, all of these things, because yeah, I mean, I know for myself, when I started in the beauty career, you know, years ago, it was like, it just, all I wanted to do was help people. I know I've spoken about this before on this podcast, but being an empath and having no idea about it, it was just crazy to think back now, go, oh my gosh, that poor little thing had no idea, no protection, no nothing, just wanted to change the world. And really, oh my gosh, my personal experience was very much, you know, a lot of burnout and everything. But we all have our different pathways. And I know we've had our one-to-one conversations, Christine, and, you know, we've connected with that. We're both empaths. We know that. Tell us, I would love to hear your story, how you began, all of that, not just becoming like, you know, a wonderful therapist and owning your own clinic, but also like how did you even know you were an empath back in the day, or did you? I'd love to hear.
Oh my goodness. No, I didn't really have an idea for a very, very, very long time. And yeah, as you said, like stepping into this industry, there are just things that no one teaches you, no one tells you about, no one warns you about. And I guess being an empath, which I didn't know at the time, made me wonder a lot of the times, oh my God, what is actually going on here? So I guess my journey into this world of skin and beauty and everything else has been quite different to most that step into the industry. I would probably say from really early on, I just always enjoyed helping people and people in general, and, you know, like all my friends, I was always the person that they were drawn to talk about their things, and I didn't really think much of it. And but yeah, like I never was a real girly girl. Growing up, I was more of a tomboy, into sports, you know, adventure and travel. I never had my nails done. I never had any, you know, I was just, I didn't even like the color pink, you know, when we sort of look at these typical girly things. So honestly, if someone would have told me that I would end up in this industry, have my own clinic, and absolutely love it, I would have called them absolutely crazy. So yes.
Wow. And so, like, did you have a different career before actually getting into your beauty space?
Yes, yeah, so because I was always quite a creative person, I actually ended up like I studied graphic design and I worked in that field for a while. And I really just sort of stumbled into the beauty industry by accident. But
How does that
it
happen?
was at the time my sister-in-law was just doing some lashes and she was on maternity leave and needed some help. And long story short, I was actually really good at it, and I really enjoyed those subtle changes that you can create for people. Like at the time, it was all just about lashes, and then added brows into the mix, and these sort of things where I go, oh my gosh, these people are leaving with a bit more of a spring in their step. They're feeling that little bit more confident, and you kind of have that internal like, oh my gosh, I just did that. And I guess it wasn't. Like I always, and I guess that's sort of that German in me where I was always looking at, okay, what else is there? What else can I learn? How else can I help people? How else can we innovate? And I guess bring it all together, because I then it sort of started clicking that, all the things that I do enjoy, I can combine in a different way of helping people. So, yeah, it wasn't until I sort of really struggled after my first pregnancy with my own skin. And I sort of really learned how much of an impact that can have on someone's life that I really started to get it invested in. Okay, this is where I'm going to take it. This is where I want to help people. It's not just about, that anti-aging, whatever, which I mean is great. Like we all want to look nice and fresh and whatever, but it's those real skin concerns where I really feel my passion, because if we get to transform even a young girl with acne, if we can sort of stop them from falling into that real medicated state, and that just it's just so easy these days. You go with an issue that obviously the clients, they're not the experts at this, and they can only trust to whoever they listen to. So unfortunately, often these days it's so simple for all sorts of conditions that you go and seek help from a GP. And all you get is handed a script for some medication, and you just don't know what the ripple on effect of that is, what the consequences are long term. And I've been through all of that. I've been on like medication for my skin, which then caused other issues, which I didn't find out till much later. And I guess that's where it sort of clicked for me that that traditional way of running a skin and beauty clinic wasn't quite for me either, because there was something else that I was searching. And I guess growing up in Germany, that whole holistic sort of more treatment approach wasn't really too foreign for me. And even though it's got that, that lovely woo-woo word to it, or that feel, I just thought, you know what? Like, I want to have a look into a way how we can treat any person that comes in as a whole, rather than giving them that cookie cutter sort of, treatment approach. Like even for beauty treatments, like, when you come in for a set of lashes or brows, like we're actually trying to really find what you want and what makes you shine and glow and everything else. But especially for skin, like honestly, like there's just so much more involved than just giving you a cream or just sending you off, whatever. So, and I guess this is where my business really transformed, and we found a lovely Emily as a naturopath, which is taking care of the internal health. And then I stumbled across you. So really, this is where we take care of anything topically within our treatments and the products that we prescribe. Then we've got Emily taking care of all the internal health. And then you know what? Often, even if we get those things on point, clients are still not where we want them to be as a whole, because there's just something missing. So you are that missing puzzle piece, really, that now takes care of the soul, the energy, And oh my gosh, the changes we've seen in clients already, it's incredible.
I know. Full disclaimer, I do go into Christine's clinic and do healings and everything face to face, which is absolutely beautiful. But oh my goodness, so many good points there. And I was just getting absolute shivers over everything that you just said and treating the whole and all of these things. I mean, even, your story about having the acne and, not knowing what to do. And, I guess it's always that trial and error, which we wish people didn't have to go through all of these mountains, peaks, troughs to find the answers that they need. But I know I believe in the holistic approach. I know you believe in that holistic approach. And it brings up something that I actually saw yesterday on like a reel or something from my favorite, Gabby Bernstein. Everyone knows that I'm a huge Gabby Bernstein fan. Oh my goodness. And in this reel, she was speaking, obviously, she was doing a speech or something. And I was just like, oh my goodness, something that stuck out for me was her speaking about, things that we've gone through, maybe even to the point, and this is obviously feels more extreme, but from the big to the small, I think a lot of us experience something in our lives that we disassociate from, meaning we don't want to, like, we just won't remember it, or, they're little insignificant things. But these things do actually sit in our body and in our nervous system, and eventually they do come up as physical, which maybe someone has, gut health issues, maybe someone has, skin problems, maybe someone has, I mean, all different types of allergies and all of these things. So it goes to show that when we treat one minor ailment for our clients, it actually is so many different threads that start to unravel, like it's just, and it doesn't mean that we have to all go to have a nice self-care treatment and relive past trauma or anything like that. But doesn't it go to show that things are not just on the surface of the skin, right? Everything goes so much deeper. So I really honor you for knowing that. Like, even I'm maybe it was even just a deep inner knowing that, you can't just do one thing and get the result. It has to be deeper. Like, what do you feel like when that comes up? Do you feel like shame, or do you feel proud to be like, listen, don't want to be the crazy lady going, come on, guys, go deeper. But listen, and how does that work in your salon? How does it work?
I guess once a client actually comes in and we talk them through that entire consultation part, so it generally starts off with a really in-depth consultation form that they fill out, which there's so many random questions in there, which to a client at the time totally make no sense. But I promise that I'll connect the dots. And then I sort of like to incorporate a lot of facts and scientific sort of proof to things as well. So for even those people that are really like, yeah, I'm not sure about this, where you can really show them things. So one of the things that we incorporate as well is our skin diagnostic device, which really you show them picture right in front of them. What exactly is it that is going on in their skin? Something that they can't see, when they're looking at themselves in the mirror every single day. We can really pinpoint, where certain things come from. But you know what? It actually, once I talk them through it, it just makes sense. Like our skin is our largest organ. So in a way, it will always reflect what is going on within us. So whether that is, any sort of hormone things, anything that's gut related, anything that's, you name it, everything will eventually show in our skin. So it would just be absolutely bonkers to just treat topically and not have a look really deep inside. And then it comes to things like, as you said, everyone, I don't think any adult out there has got no trauma in their life ever. So whatever, life happens. And a lot of the times we do keep that in. We try to just soldier on throughout our days and do what we have to do. And but then I say to people, like, look, if there's something that's really, really on your mind, or if you're don't have a way for you personally on how you can get yourself back on track and really find your inner calm and whatever you want to call it, it's almost like stress is like putting petrol into the fire when it comes to their skin. And it really just, whatever is going on, it just makes everything, 100 times worse. So it just like, and at that point, you can really see it clicks for the client as well, where they go, oh, okay, well, that kind of makes sense. And, like, even like when you look at how our brain functions and how that is wired to everything in our body, and how it's almost like if one thing is out of whack, it kind of just has that effect on the whole body. Like, if you look at sort of our just internal health, like let's say I often use a thing like where if I do refer a client onto the naturopath, it would be like, okay, you're taking all these amazing supplements, which are great, but if something simple like your liver is not detoxing properly or something else, like it just goes through you. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. And so in a way, I always say to people, now what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you the full, no bullshit picture of what we could do for you. What you can take away from that, whatever you want, pick and choose whatever works for you. But this is what we've got to offer. This is how we would love to help you. Even just for you to keep in mind, like it might not be the thing for you right now. Maybe that's something that you don't want to address at this point in your life, but at least you've got the information there. You know where to find us. And I sort of leave the ball in their court.
Wow, it's so true. I reckon, and of course, I've been myself a beauty therapist. I was, 20 years in that industry. I only just recently moved over to energetic healing and stuff like that. And I found that a lot of the things that everyone, but clients, they manifest in their life, or all of the ripple effects of everything that's going on with them. Some of the key underpinning things are the worthiness that we feel, and sometimes I would be like, oh my gosh, it would almost frustrate me sometimes. I'm not gonna lie, where I'd be going, oh my gosh, if only you saw yourself the way I see you, if only you felt worthy to receive, to actually open up that feminine flow within the body and go, yes, I'm gonna take, I'm gonna receive, rather than, be living in this paradigm where it's like, oh, this is a luxury, this is, something that maybe I shouldn't be doing. And it's interesting because, I mean, the more and more I delve deeper into worthiness and even taking care of our bodies. I mean, I know that I would have conversations with clients and be like, how can you say you don't have time to cleanse? Do you shower? That is bullshit. Like, let's be honest, that is bullshit to say, to make up some sort of excuse. There's no shaming here, but the way I see it now, I mean, I'm always thinking of these things. I'm going deeper. And this transpires into all different things that we do for ourselves. When our vibration is lower, we naturally do things, seek things, indulge in habits, or do whatever we need to do to make ourselves an energetic match for where we're vibrating at, right? And I reckon that when we go a little bit above that vibration and we're not matched with it, it can feel off for us. It can feel weird, but there is nothing that will raise your vibe, more easily than saying, I am open to receiving this time, this care. I'm doing something good for my body. And one thing I will say in this moment, in a client session that I was in this week, we were talking about the fact that this client, one of the key emotions that she felt all the time, and especially at the moment with a lot of life changes that were going on for her, was guilt. She was feeling guilt and guilty all the time. And I said to her, do you know that guilt is one of the lowest vibrational emotions that you can feel it? And you can always go back and listen to. I speak about this in episode 5 of the podcast. Creativity comes first. Doesn't sound like this would be a topic in there, but I go through the Abraham Hicks emotional scale in that episode. And I've mentioned this before. It always astounds me how you'd think anger and deceit and all of these things are the lowest vibrational things we can feel, but guilt and shame are some of the highest, like, or lowest vibrations we can feel. So when I was talking to this client, I was saying to her, you know, all you need to do to raise yourself out of that vibration of guilt is just do something good for yourself, you know, and be open to receive it. And little by little, you just can't stay a vibrational match for guilt if you are giving yourself, making those decisions to give yourself what you need, little bit by little bit. Of course, skin treatments, lashes, all of those things are no-brainer things. And I almost feel like, Christine, if someone has it in their diary to do something like that, we will not cancel that versus if we're just like, oh, you know, tonight I might take a bath, and then you're like, oh, I've got dishes to do and paperwork to do and stuff like that. So, what are your take on all of that? Because we know how much for our clients that when you say yes to yourself, it builds and it builds, and it does maybe release some pain from the body, release some inflammation. It does maybe start to clear up things that are going on their skin. Like, do you see examples of that with some of your clients?
Absolutely. Almost on a daily, I would actually say. And it's almost like, and I've thought about that recently a lot actually. And it's almost like it's all conditioning in terms of, like, you know, if you're looking at a child will exactly tell you what it wants, what it needs, what it doesn't. It will tell you to back off if he's not in the mood. Because they are just, I guess, in tune with what they need. And not in a selfish way, just in a, you know, natural way of living. And it's not until we, I guess, I don't know, it probably goes back to how you were parented, and then, you know, we're the society we're living in, the expectations that someone sets on you, whether that's you know, what you should achieve in your career. Busy has become cool, which is horrible. And actually have seen, that's probably one of the only really good things that I can pinpoint out of the last 2 years, that people have actually started to question that a little bit. But yeah, it's just all of that together that just makes yeah, that guilt, like, oh my gosh, like me laying here now, like I should be doing XYZ, that money should go to XYZ. So again, we kind of just take it back to basics and just say, okay, so let's say this condition or this stress level is making you feel it does affect your life in terms of you're not actually present when you are doing the things that you are doing because you are burned out. You're not, you know, you're not doing for yourself what you need to do to then be able to do the other things that you have to do fully, as like to the highest level you could be doing them. So, yeah, we often sort of see that in clients, and it's even, I made a post about that the other day. Like when we're in a facial, like I love that moment when a client just takes that slightly deeper breath, and then they kind of seem to sink into the bed that little bit deeper. And it's almost that moment where they just let go of the day for, you know, just that hour, hour and a half, however long they're there. And they're just there for themselves. Some people really struggling to get there at the beginning in like the first treatment or so. So they're sitting there, and you know, with a facial, you always get like a nice neck and head massage and everything. It's almost like they're trying to help you, like move the head around. You know what I mean? Like you would know exactly what I'm talking about. But like all we really want for them is to just let go and actually just be present in the moment and take care of themselves, because you can't pour from an empty cup, and I am guilty of that as well.
We all are.
So, like we can give all the great advice, but sometimes, we have to take it on ourselves as well. But yeah, we unfortunately do see that on a daily. And this is, I guess, where we do encourage clients when they're before they leave, that they do schedule their next one in. And we just say, okay, you know what? Again, life happens. If something comes up, just let us know and we can move it. But at least you've got that in there, because otherwise, I know for myself, I have to book in my hairdresser's appointment in advance. So otherwise, it gets down to 6 months, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have been there weeks ago.
Exactly.
So yeah, definitely a daily occurrence.
Yeah, wow. When you said about them just taking that deep breath in and then they just sink down, it just brought to mind that that is probably the moment where these clients, probably more traditionally women, I would assume you treat a lot majority of women in the
Mostly, yes.
salon. Yeah. We forget, even though it shouldn't be that hard to forget, we are feminine core beings. Now, that's not saying we're physically female. We're saying that in an energetic sense, when you think about the energetics of masculinity and femininity, the masculine is the energy where we do structure, walls, structure, timetables, all of that. We provide, we do this. And then the feminine energy is very creative, flowing, and is an energy which is ready to receive what it is. And so, that it's so obvious that so many of us, and I think this is across the board more than we would like it, us as feminine core beings are living in very masculine structures. Like you just said, it's cool to be busy. Well, not really. We've all realized that that
Yeah.
is not cool. And so to be feminine at your core, to be a flowing, creative person who is ready to receive what's good, it's really like we have had this beaten out of us. And I know what you're talking about, Christine. People coming in are still thinking, doing. They're still in their masculine. And it's almost necessary. I mean, even try this with your next time that you're indulging in something or you're having your therapy or whatever. Let yourself be open to receive from the minute that you get there and go into your feminine, because it's that masculine energy, or I need to move my head around in the massage, whatever that is actually detracting from us. Just allowing ourselves to have those little moments where we get to be who we really truly are. And then don't stop there. Start realizing that your feminine energy is what really replenishes you. So leaving something like a beautiful massage or a facial or something, it's not the time to then pick up the to-do list and keep going. Like, let those feminine waters just come up. I definitely talk about feminine and masculine energy in another episode of the podcast. It's very popular, actually. It's probably one of the most listened to. And the number eludes me. So go back through the list and definitely check that one, feminine and masculine energy in the Empath Intuitive Heart Driven podcast. But do you agree with that, Christine? I mean, masculine energy dominates us and eventually we will burn out. Have you had this happen to you before, or do you see that in other people?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely it has happened to me. And funny enough, I recently, do you remember that book? What was it? Women are from Mars. No, men are from Mars and women are
Remark.
from,
Yeah,
whatever it's
I
called.
never read it, but
No,
did you
but
read
you know what? I read it years ago and I reread it. And then I saw that they actually have a follow-up book, because that book was written like 20, 25 years ago. So they have now brought in, he released another book, like an update on it. And it really shows how that masculine and feminine energy has changed in our culture, and how we almost in certain roles and situations, we go too far the other way, and what we really need to bring us back into that female role, or even, male can get too far in their female, because, it's not those traditional roles anymore. Everyone's kind of playing every role, and it becomes quite a mess, to be honest. So yeah,
Yeah.
there's definitely ways on how we can just bring us back to that female energy. And
Yeah.
I guess for women it is, talking to
Yep.
it
Yep.
is, things that really calm ourselves.
Yeah.
It can be something, again, it can be creative or whatever, but just something. And that's what I say to clients all the time too, when we do have that question in our consultation, have you found a way how you can get yourself back on track, something that works for you, which can be all sorts of things. But yeah, it's just important that you do find that. And yeah, we see it in treatment all the time that for a lot of them, it is that. And it's not even, yes, we do a lot of really those skin transformation things where we're really working on getting a result and changing skin and all these sort of things. But we also do have, let's say, a really, really popular treatment, which is our mindful skin bliss, which is really like it combines the whole lot. So they would get like a beautiful facial, so they walk away with glowing skin. They get a really nice massage, which just relaxes the body, and at the same time they then have a lovely mask on, and we put some noise cancelling headphones on, and they got a choice to listen to like a number of really nice meditation recordings or just gentle music. And you can just see people just, they need that sometimes, because we are the worst these days to actually force ourselves to stop and do nothing. Even just sitting there and just, and I guess that's the thing with facials, when you get your lashes done, all these sort of things. There's nowhere else to be. There's nothing else you really could be doing. You've got your eyes closed. There's nothing to look at. So you're kind of just left with your own thoughts. And a lot of people struggle with that to begin.
Oh my gosh, energy management is a big thing. And, the more we can do these nourishing things for ourselves, and look, coming and being supported and guided and literally worked on in an environment like the clinic, very important. But of course, there's all different things that we would, I mean, I know I always did. I'm sure you're always recommending clients to do things for themselves at home. I mean, it sounds silly, but sometimes you just need someone else to give you that permission to slow down. I mean, I know like on the shelf, there's beautiful like bath products and things like that. It's not hard to create this for yourself at home, right? Oh, I can hear the puppy.
Yeah, sorry, there's something in the backyard.
That's totally fine. But managing your energy, Christine, that's something that I also was really keen to talk to you about. A lot of the clients that I see at your clinic at BU is, we talk about being empaths because I just think that's naturally the kind of person that I, have booking in with me that is attracted and all of that. And, being an empath yourself, managing your energy. I mean, I've been having this conversation with a lot of people. We know what drains us, but sometimes we don't take into account that even pleasurable things, going to a party, going out, seeing people, all these things that they're fun, going away on a holiday, they are fun, but they also can be quite draining. And I reckon if ever I spoke to anyone, back in the day, I became a therapist because I thought I don't want a job that's stressful. Like I want to be able to swoon around and treat people. And no one's ever going to be angry because they're always going to be relaxed when I do their therapy. But little did I know that you are taking on their energy all the time. Like you said to me earlier that back in the day before you even knew you were an empath, people were drawn to you, they'd talk to you, they'd release things, talk about things and just like almost probably just go, "Here, take my energetic weight. Thanks a lot, Christine. Bye." And you're left with it. So let's go back to, when you first even started face to face with people. How did it feel for you? Was there a moment where you suddenly realized, far out, this is actually quite taxing, or was that your experience?
I guess I've come to learn there's obviously different level of being an empath. So for me, I don't know, it's quite selective people that are really tap into that. So it wouldn't be everyone that walks through the door. But definitely like when When I first started, I could just feel sometimes I would feel so energized after a day with a client, and then hang on, I think my headphones went flat. Can you hear me?
Yep, sounds good.
Ah, perfect. So definitely after some clients I would feel super energized, and then after some clients I just had a headache, or I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And it really is, like as you said, what a misconception that was, that everyone is always going to be happy. And it is, it can be really, really draining. So some people walk in, and I guess it's something again about being a therapist. And I mean, it's quite well known that people tell their hairdressers everything, but oh my gosh, you have got no idea what's going on when people actually relax. Then they don't. The thing is, like when they're getting their lashes done or got their facials, they've got their eyes closed. They don't even have to look you in the face, which even more levels it up, that they just tell you things. And oh my God, like don't get me wrong, it's one of the most beautiful things that I enjoy about this job, because we get to connect to people, we get to be part of their lives, part of their journeys. We've been through, oh my gosh, I think pretty much every story you can imagine with clients and their whole journeys. And I do really value that. But yes, it can be really, really draining as well. Absolutely.
I think and it's not even like, well, like you said, it's not like it's a bad thing. And oh my gosh, I love like holding space for clients to just, give me everything. I want that. But I guess you get to a point where you realize it's not about closing yourself off. I think sometimes when we talk about things like energetic protection or even, the concept of cutting cords, if you're unsure with what I'm talking about, cutting cords, energetic cords, or calling back your energy from places where it's been left, or, sort of threads that maybe bind you to another person, and how important it is to cut those cords. Sometimes we think, oh my gosh, if I did that, then I'm not a nice person. I'm, I couldn't cut the cords to my mother or my children or my whatever. But it's not about that. It's about always, having that protection in place. It doesn't mean then you can't still receive, but you're not going to bear the brunt of things. Like you just mentioned, Christine, like maybe energetically, sometimes as empaths, we take on emotions and maybe feel after, being with someone like, oh my gosh, I feel angry or I feel sad or I feel drained. Sometimes, not everyone, but some of us will physically take on things. So you might, as you just said, you're fine. Next minute, headache. Next minute, it's gone. It's so weird how it happens. So, energetic protection, I wish they taught us that, back in the day, back when I studied, but, wasn't meant to be. Is there anything that you do now, Christine, to help yourself? Or is there any advice you give to your staff or those around you of like just how to energetically protect yourself? And then you'll, be able to do your job like a star.
Oh my gosh, like I even joked at some point, I feel like they need to put almost like half a psychology degree into our therapist education. But yeah, I think for me now it is more so about drawing the line of, okay, I'm with this client, I'm giving the client everything that I have, and I'm giving everything that I can to make this client feel amazing when they're leaving, whether that is just listening or, obviously the treatments and everything else. But it's almost like when that client leaves, I let everything leave with that client, if that makes sense. And just take a deep breath and somewhat just get onto the next client, I guess.
We were taught techniques like after a massage, you kind of flick the body, like, but it is, it's like I'm flicking away your energy, just making sure I'm not holding it, little things like that. And I think when we do a job, we just don't really take any of that energetic uptake into account. I know for myself, and especially now doing healings, like I will make sure, I mean, not that I wouldn't not shower, but I will always come home, take a shower, and let that water symbolically like just wash off everything. I mean, you're gonna have a shower anyways, right? But you're gonna like little things in your mind that are so helpful to be like, okay, that's me just
being
That's actually one thing
completely.
that I did start doing not that long ago. So I will always have one extra hot towel in my hot towel cabinet. So at the end of the day, before I even go home, like I would actually go and just wash my own face in clinic, use that hot towel because everyone knows how amazing that feels. And I guess just, I mean, I will have a shower after that anyway, but just, just to wash that day off. I don't know, like I guess I'd never really put all that much thought into it. I just thought, oh, that feels amazing. So yeah.
Little rituals, little things. It depends on how, much you are affected. Someone brand new into the service industry. I was talking with a girl, maybe only a few weeks ago, actually, and she was saying, "Oh, my life has changed, and I do have more anxiety now, and I never really, obviously the last 2 years." I mean, that's the first sentence that comes up with most of the last 2 years, and it's like, oh my gosh, so true. But I said to her as well, like, oh my goodness, do you realize, like, pair that together. She'd literally changed careers from like an office job, which has its own implications, big offices and energy and all of that. But she said, and now I'm doing massage. She's a massage therapist. And I was like, can you see that connection? Like, you are now doing something hands-on. You're literally placing your hands onto people, and you've never done that before prior. Like, there's no wonder that there can be some of that anxiety, which maybe, just maybe, it's not even yours, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, geez. Do you ever feel that? Do you ever like sort of feel like you might take on that anxiety off clients or
Oh,
anything?
definitely. Like, there's a handful of clients, and they just, I guess, they for themselves, they never stop. So they would come in, they're all flustered. They're most of the, like, they'd be typically late, rushing in, laying down, and then they're just like, it's just that. So when they're leaving, like, they're leaving relaxed because they, gotten to that point. But I'm like, afterwards, like, oh my gosh, I'm like so hypo and like, I don't know what's going on. And I've really just taken on that I just feel really flustered. So yes.
But it's so easy, moving the body. Maybe even going for the walk. Like, I know we get home from work, we're tired, but sometimes you just need to like get out in nature, let it out, get some fresh air, get a bit of body movement. I mean, it helps if you're going to go off and do some exercise or whatever, but let's be honest, some of us can't be bothered after work. Oh my goodness. And it's interesting as well, because even if you're listening to this thinking, oh, like, I need to go in and I need to relax in my services and all of that. It's interesting how you bring up the fact that sometimes people do want to talk, because remember, to any of you listening, what helps us to relax and release what we need to release and get into that receiving state, sometimes it is talking. I used to have clients that would talk through their whole therapy, but I knew that's what they needed. I wasn't about to start a conversation if I gave them so many opportunities to just quieten down. And but then they just yep. And by the end, they're like, that was amazing. And I'm like, really? But what I'm saying is that relaxation can look so different from person to person or even day to day, right? Like, whatever you need is whatever you need. And I bet you and your team, Christine, are just so good at tailoring to exactly what your clients need.
I think you get a fair good understanding of what that client feels like on the day within the first 5 minutes. So some, oh my gosh, they're going to be talking the whole time, and that is fine. Some, give you a very polite, short little conversation, and then you just really let them guide themselves into that relaxed stage. And yeah, like it's really like, I think, yeah, people skills is definitely something that should also be taught a little bit more because, again, it's not a cookie cutter thing. You get so many different personalities through, so many things. And it's even to the point, and I always loved that, like we've got one quite big open space for the beauty treatments, like big two big recliners, and there's the sort of reception waiting area. And it was often like that beautiful chatter between clients. They would not know each other, lay next to each other with their eyes closed and started talking. But obviously when all this COVID hit and everyone was just that negative talk, 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 we actually made it a really conscious rule. And I even printed a big sign that we do no longer talk about anything like that, because that was one incident where, you know, client A was laying there getting their lashes done. She just told us her whole, I guess let's call it the COVID story of how it impacted her and her view on things. And then client B walks in, not knowing client A, lays down and gives us her whole spill of her, you know, sort of view on things. But she was the complete opposite. So I could just feel this poor client A getting so uncomfortable, and I could really feel her energy going, oh, my God, like, just get me out of here. Yeah. And that is not what I want anyone to feel like when they're coming in. So, yeah, I guess for us it's also about, I mean, it's a bit of a fine line. As a therapist, obviously, we're here to make people feel amazing. Yes. And we don't always feel amazing. Like, you might come in and, you know, whatever else happens in your day, in your life or whatever, and you almost have to put that brave face on. But I guess that's where that team energy comes in, and where we really sort of look after each other as a team so that they know when they're coming in to work that we've got each other's back, and that we sort of look after each other, and that we kind of get to almost dictate the mood within the clinic. And that's for clients as well as for us. And I mean, now we still get the odd topic of things, but we do very gently try to shut that down very quickly, because you just don't ever know what the person next to you is going through, you know, where they're at. So
so true. It's you know, I guess we always come in, we've still got our masculine energy, our do, and it's so important to enter and just like, and I know this is so like, do people even think about this? Probably not, but honestly, it's like, go in, walk through that portal, walk through that door, and immediately in your own mind, as I've just said before, like earlier, just be open to put on that feminine flow and receive, you know, and you know, you know that you'll trust it to get the experience from your therapist. They will be there to give you whatever you need. If it's someone to listen to you, that's fine. But just be open to receiving this beautiful opportunity to have that 1 hour or whatever it takes to relax. And I was going to bring up sort of one last thing. And I wrote a post about this a little while ago, but I just keep talking about it. And I called it soul care stacking. I did kind of maybe steal that from Mel Robbins, another sort of famous public figure. She was talking about, I can't even remember what it was. Maybe it was self-care stacking. I don't know. I was like, soul care stacking. But it's that little tweak that you can make in your mind when there are certain tasks that need to be done. And most of the time, I'm going to be honest, it's when us as females, as feminine core beings, don't feel worthy to do something that's good for us, right? So if you can pair this with that, with that, with that, and put it all into a little package, it'll make you feel like it's more than that. And so when it comes to having a treatment or getting your brows, even just your brows done, or your lashes, or having that, going that extreme to go get your skin done and whatever, you know, it's like, let's just take luxury out of the picture. And stack not just body care and, you know, skin rejuvenation, you know, fixing the skin up, but let it be that energetic release. Let it be that time where you're giving yourself that feminine boost. Let it be something that will in turn open up that creative flow within you. Let it be something that if you've been feeling stuck or stagnant in life, something's not going, really see this as a moment where you could have that lightning bolt just open you up energetically, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, everything kind of changes. I mean, I know we would love to say that having a skin treatment changes your life, but it really can, based on all of that, you know, unlocking and that flow that we were talking about earlier in the episode, you know. So have a think about that, you know, if you're with anything that you put off or anything that you don't feel worthy of, or better not do that. If you can pair that with other things that are just there to up-level you and make your life better, you really can have your life changed by having a skin treatment, I promise you. Oh dear. Well, you know what, Christine, it has been such a pleasure talking to you today. I've just absolutely loved having your whole perspective on all the things self-care, soul care, obviously, I'll say that. And also, you know, being someone that is there to energetically hold space for people, you know, you're right on the ball, so skilled at just making people feel cared for, amazing, and safe is the biggest thing, I think, for us these days. Please let us know, where can we find you? Where is this clinic? Like, where are you? Can I just say it is stunning, absolutely stunning. But how can we get in touch with you and work with you?
So we are based in Berwick. We are in basically right between Berwick and Beaconsfield, in a estate called Brimmore. So I will pop the link down there with our webpage and everything else on how you can find us. But one thing that I just quickly wanted to say, when you were just talking about that soul stacking everything else as well, is obviously that it's almost, again, like, you know, as I said before, we look at someone, how can we help them as a whole? But like, that's also what we like to think about as the client journey. So even from when they're first walking in, you know, like, I think one of the best compliments that really sort of touched my heart is when people go, oh, this is my happy place, or I feel so good leaving here. It's like, you know, it comes down to all those sensory things as well, like the smell, you know, having it just take a time to just drink a tea or anything like that. Like, I feel like it can be something different for everyone, and you just got to puzzle together what you really need.
So true. It's permission to make the booking and then just go there and just take everything from the experience that you possibly can, and see that as your soul care, your self-care, your soul care, and you making that energetic choice to raise your vibration to, you know, any of those lower vibrational feelings, which us as females and us as feminine core beings, like, let's be honest, we feel these things. We almost martyr ourselves, which I hate that word, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be a martyr, but we do, you know, we just go, oh, I come last. And so I honestly believe that these types of things, come on in, you know, book yourself. And if you're nowhere local in Victoria, in, you know, the Berwick area or whatever, I'm sure anywhere across the world there is somewhere you can go, just like Christine said, my happy place, whatever that looks like for you, just allocate yourself that time, you know, DIY if you really must, you know, but just make sure that you are carving out that time for yourself and really doing that soul nourishing stuff. It feels different on every day what's nourishing for you, but there's nothing more beautiful than having an appointment in your book where you know you're going to do something beautiful and have professionals there that are ready to guide you through that process and be there for you every step of the way. So, you know what, all of the things you just said, it'll all be in the show notes, how to connect with you and visit you at your clinic, Christine. Thank you so, so much for taking the time for us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me and also for being part of our amazing team. Like, I am just always in awe. Like, when, honestly, if you haven't had a treatment with Megan yet, you're missing out, because I feel like every client that walks out of the treatment room with you is just somewhat floating, or I don't know, like, it's really hard to describe. So you're definitely, like, round up our treatment approach, and we're so, so, so happy to have you.
Woohoo! Gotta love that. I will take that. I will receive that. Thank you so much. Anyways, as I always say, I always round out the podcast this way, but honestly, your self-care, your soul care is just another example of getting to know, love, and accept yourself. And when you know, love, and accept yourself, you do get to embrace the magic that is you. So thank you so much for listening today, and we will be back with another episode next week. Thank you so much. Thanks, Christine. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath, Intuitive, Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as @MsMeganJean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.